Coach, it was a great win for the team tonight. A 31-point victory, second high in points this year for Scott City. But Team P gave you guys fits here and there tonight, but you guys were able to counter that and make some big runs in that ball game.
Yeah, you know, we knew coming into it that they're a well-coached team, and they were going to come out and they were going to play hard. You know, whether that meant, you know, getting a couple of fouls here and there, maybe a push here and there in the back, whatever it took. But, you know, Coach Hurdle does a good job getting those guys ready to go, especially against us. And I thought our guys battled well, made the plays when they needed to, and came out on top.
It seemed like it was a pretty physical ball game. Do you think maybe it's a little bit more physical than anticipated going into it?
Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, you know they're going to come in here and be physical. You know, a couple of plays here and there kind of surprised me a little bit, but you kind of anticipate them coming in and playing with a chip on their shoulder right there. You know, the last few years we kind of had their number, so they're going to come in and give it all they had.
Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post game. And how about the night from Drew Kite? He has a new career high unofficially with 29 points. Trey O'Neill, about 2 or 3 seconds later, hit a new career high with 19.
Wow, that's that's great for those two. If we could get Drew to make the couple of his layups, he'd probably have a new career high each night. But he does what he does. You know, he gets in there, he battles, he's physical, pretty hard to match up with down there, just with his size and his strength, and he plays like that too. You know, he plays physical. Trey, I think any night, you know, he comes into the ball game, you know, he could have a new career high each night. You know, that kid can shoot the balls with the best of them right there. He's got good handles, can create his own shot. So I expect that out of Trey and Drew both. So I'm not too surprised.
And then the winter homecoming king, Joey Meyer, finished with 16 tonight too. Good to see him with back-to-back double-figure scoring.
Yeah, it's really good to see him get going right there. He's running the floor again real well. We're finding him in transition. He got a couple of them tonight that, you know, I was pleased with, you know, running the floor, leaking out there on the, you know, we get an offensive rebound, Brett finding him or Trey or whoever it is. But, I thought more than anything, I liked his rebounding tonight. You know, he stayed on the boards, got us some big rebounds, came up with a steal on the sideline there to start out in the second quarter or the second half. And he's been playing real well. And, we need him. You know, later on, sub-state, state, you know, if we get there. It was good to see him come have a good night.
And you were without Tyler Hess here tonight. Will he be back tomorrow night, you think?
He got here tonight. He came to school at like 10 or so. So he said he couldn't go tonight. He was pretty weak. You know, he had been sick. But, he should be with us tomorrow. He said he felt a lot better. But, just tonight, wanted to make sure he didn't get any sicker. So, you know, it'll be good to have him back tomorrow.
Yeah, TMP is now history. You go to Great Bend tomorrow night. That's going to usually be a tough place to play a TMP, or a Great Bend, rather. They lose 34-25 to Garden City tonight. And Great Bend struggling a bit this year, but, you know, it's a bigger school. The Liberals beat them earlier in the last week. And just another opportunity to get better tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it'll be a good test for our guys. You know, with homecoming being tonight, you know, they need to focus in, make sure that they, number one, we go down, we're ready to go tomorrow instead of, doing a little too much dancing tonight, I guess. But, they're going to play hard. You know, Great Bend's definitely a different team at home. When their crowd gets going, you know, they can be pretty dangerous. They feed off of that a lot, you know, run a little 2-1-2. But they're going to get after it on defense. We're going to have to come ready to play again.
Well, Coach, once again, congratulations to you guys. Another big victory for you guys, 84-53, and we'll see you in Great Bend tomorrow.
All right, see you, Adam.